It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. I like to do that every once in a while because that's a great way to start anything. Start your day with the sign of the cross and a good prayer. Welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm Will Hampton. This show underwritten in part by AAA Roofing Company. You can contact them. They are looking for employees. AAARoofingCompany.com and also 21ology.com. How about your Indianapolis Colts? They've won three in a row. First time they've done that in a long time. They host the Titans this Sunday, a key AFC South showdown. How about the Titans? Last week they beat New England, and that's kind of fun because now we got to root against the Titans because you know how we are as Colts fans. You're rooting for the Colts and anybody playing New England. And last week, Tennessee took care of the Patriots. That was fun to see. Titans come in here 5-4. The Colts are now 4-5, both of them chasing the Texans in the AFC South. The Texans are 6-3. So that game is at Lucas Oil Stadium this Sunday at 1 o'clock. High school football, one team standing. As far as the teams that we've been covering all year here on Catholic Sports Weekly, Chatard is the last one left. Congrats to the Trojans. They are regional champions. They play at Evansville Memorial this Friday night. They're 11-2. They've won five straight, so good luck to Chatard. Let's hope that road keeps rolling. College football, Notre Dame, tough one this week. They take on number 13, Syracuse. Really their last really blip, I think, in the schedule as far as will they or won't they, as far as the march to the college football playoff. So that game's interesting. It's actually technically a Notre Dame home game, but they're playing it at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. So that game at Yankee Stadium this Saturday, I think it's a 2:30 kick time, and Ian Book, the quarterback, is expected to be back at quarterback for the Irish. And now let's turn our attention to the Marion Knights. They closed the regular season 10-0, and now they're on to the NAIA chase to the championship as it all begins this Saturday at home. The Knights will host St. X, and now it's my pleasure to say hi to head coach Mark Henniger. Coach, St. X again? Here you guys go again. This is a good battle always between you guys, isn't it?
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, congratulations on going 10-0. Here's your reward. Yeah. you get to play against a great St. X team that, you know, it's a big conference rival, and you know, we're just happy to be playing. But you know, if we had our druthers, we choose to play someone a little easier. You know.
Well, and you know, you look at what you guys did with them way back in August. You whipped them in the first week of the season, like 52-7. I would imagine, and I've been around football a little bit, not as much as you, of course, but that probably makes it more difficult that you handled them so easy the first time, right?
Yeah, I mean, it potentially, for sure. You know, we've I think our players have a lot of respect for St. X.
Yeah.
You know, and their program, and you know, I mean, that's a team that beat us last year. You know, and so. We've got a lot of players here that I think we were all new guys that you know, didn't know about their history and the history of this rivalry and all that. Then I think it would be a problem. But we got plenty of players here that, you know, that played in that game last year that, you know, we went up to their place and got beat. And you know, they're in the playoffs every year. You know, they're a seasoned team. They understand it. They're playing much, much better, you know, as you would expect. You know, as the year's gone on, you know, they've kind of found their groove, and you know, we'll have to play really well to have success on Saturday.
Now, that game back in August, is there anything personnel-wise that will be different on either side from you guys or them that could change?
Yeah, I mean, I think both teams. Yeah, I mean, I think just through the course of the year, I mean, that was game one.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting ready. They're getting ready for game 12. We're getting ready for game 11. So. You know, as is often the case with, you know, with football, you have you know, you have players that, you know, get banged up and are out. I mean, I know just watching film, there's, you know, you see a couple different guys. I mean, we're still waiting on the two deep, but you know, just watching them, you know, you can tell that, you know, they got a different guy playing on the offensive line, that, you know, a couple different running backs are playing a little bit more, that, you know, their quarterback situation, they kind of had two guys there at the beginning of the year. One of their guys got injured, so that thing's kind of, you know, it's kind of shook itself out. So they'll have a couple different faces playing, and so will we. But at the end of the day, it's two, you know, it's two good football teams, you know, battling to stay alive in this thing.
Yep, sure is. We're talking with Coach Mark Henniger of the Marion University Knights. The Knights host St. X this Saturday, 1:05 kick at St. Vincent Health Field. I tell you, one thing that I love about your team is at 10-0 again, but you've kind of utilized both quarterbacks. You've got two quarterbacks. You had a little injury, and then Ethan came in. And tell me about where you are in that quarterback. And this last game, the closer, both guys got in, and I think between them they were, I don't know, something like 17 of 20 or something like that as far as percentage. They just don't miss many receivers. But where is that as far as your quarterback situation?
Yeah, I mean, we're extremely fortunate to have two very capable, experienced guys, and you know, our third guy has really done a nice job as he's kind of developed and matured. He's a true freshman, and you know, but between Luke and Ethan, I mean, they both showed up here in 2016 and battled, you know, really battled all camp for the starting spot. Luke ended up getting the nod and kind of was the guy, and then he had a season-ending injury, and then Ethan stepped in and did a great job, and you know, and then Luke's kind of been the guy. He got banged up in our third game, and then you know Ethan stepped in and you know, just, you know, we didn't really miss a beat. You know, he stepped in and did a fantastic job there for 5 weeks, and Luke's kind of back healthy. And, you know, so he's kind of kind of taken back over. So, but we're extremely fortunate to have two guys back there that we feel like we can win football games with.
Yeah, this team this year, of course, undefeated is special. That's what you try to do. You try to win them all. When you lace them up, you want to win. And now you go into what will be, you hope, a three game playoff to get to a fourth game, the national championship down in Daytona. How great is it that you've secured home field? How big of an advantage is that for the Knights? That, you know, as you win, you'll get to host the next one at your place, right?
Yeah, I mean, as long as we continue to win, we never have to leave until, you know, hopefully we're going down to Florida. So I think it's a huge deal, you know, just to be able to get into a routine, to be able to, you know, to completely understand, you know, what to expect, you know, just, you know, obviously the game, you know, the game is itself, but, you know, all the things that surround the game, you know, practicing and just schedules and travel and different hotels and food and all that stuff. You know, we don't have to deal with all that. So that's a nice, but you know, especially, you know, for me, you know, and when you get, you know, small college football, the, you know, we don't have a director of football ops, you know, that's on my plate. So I'm the guy that's probably enjoying that more than anybody. The fact that I don't have to be calling different hotels and restaurants and things like that. So, you know, we're excited that we get to play at home. We only had four home games this year, you know, so, you know, it'll be nice to have a couple more opportunities to play here on the west side. So, you know, the goal, I guess, and the thing is you want to finish the year ranked one or two. And, you know, the, if you get to the fourth game, it's a road game for everybody. So, we're happy that we get to be at home as long as we win.
Well, it's just always such a great atmosphere, and I do recommend anybody listening now, you know, if you're looking for something to do this Saturday, you ought to go watch the Knights play football against St. X, and that game, like I said, kicks off at 1:05 on the west side of Indianapolis. And with your team this year, did you think that this was this kind of team that could be this good? Are you ahead of schedule? Are you right on schedule? Or did you kind of feel like this would be this kind of team?
Yeah, I mean, you always hope it's going to be this kind of team. I mean, I felt like, you know, I think we've talked about this before, but just, you know, coming off of last season, our you know, our players were, you know, it wasn't up to our standards here. You know, it wasn't what we expect. And we have a great group of leaders that really took charge back in January and you know, developed, really tried hard to develop a strong team culture and team chemistry. And I believe that you have to have talented players, obviously, you know, to compete at a high level and to win football games. But I think to be, you know, to be a great football team, you have to have great chemistry. You have to have players that really truly care for one another. And you know, we spend a lot of time, you know, I know our coaching staff spent a lot of time trying to develop that, and our players, our leaders especially, spend a lot of time, you know, trying to learn how to lead and trying to lead and trying to set the right example and set the right tone. You know, so I think just as we watched our team kind of roll through our off season, you kind of had a feeling that, you know, this team had some pieces, you know, in place that, you know, will allow us to be successful if we can go out and make plays. So, you know, we've got good talent. You know, we're still a really pretty young football team.
Yeah.
You know, but our leadership has been really, really strong. Yeah, I mean, that's the goal. That's the expectation around here. I mean, I think that, you know, when they started football, they, you know, they didn't just start it here to, you know, to as a way to increase enrollment. They wanted to, you know, they wanted to be able to compete, you know, and compete at a high level. And you know, I think that, you know, through winning, you know, I think our university has, you know, it's just generated a lot of excitement. It's kind of, you know, it's, I don't know necessarily if football was a catalyst, but, you know, the whole, you know, the university as a whole, I mean, is, you know, it's growing. It's, you know, we're, you know, academic programs are flourishing with, you know, other teams, you know, are, you know, I tried to, after our game Saturday, family, you know, we went to Mass here on campus. When Mass got out, we tried to go over to watch our volleyball team. You know, they were playing in the conference tournament final, and we tried to go watch that, and there wasn't a parking spot. Like, we couldn't get in.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
So, like,
that's cool.
Like, all the other sports are, you know, men's and women's basketball, our women's soccer team, you know, should find out today, you know, who they play in the national tournament. And so, it's just such a great, you know, such a great time, you know, to be at Marion. And so, like, you know, the expectation here is, you know, is to win, you know, and our president makes no, he's not very shy. He doesn't, you know, he's not very bashful. He doesn't beat around the bush there when he talks about the fact that he wants to win, you know, and so the high expectation, our guys, and I think our guys enjoy that. You know, like, you want to be someplace where, you know, there is a high expectation.
Yeah, where it matters.
You know, yeah. People care about it, and it's important, and you know, you should be
talking with Mark Kaniger, head coach of the Marion Knights. My biggest question I have about this whole season is, how on earth did that president over in the corner mansion allow there to be a Sister Norma bobblehead before there was a Dan Elsner bobblehead? How did that happen? how on earth did they get that by him, huh?
That's the hottest ticket in town. It was unbelievable. I'm looking at my box. I got a box right now. I made sure I got one.
Yeah.
You know, those things were, it just continues to add to,
oh yeah,
you know, what makes Marion great. And
hey, talking with Mark Kaniger, head coach of the Knights, and when you think about the draw, you guys are number two in the nation. Morningside goes into this tournament, the NAIA championship, the playoffs, ranked number one. Of course, St. Francis, they got in. They're still out there. It's going to be a great tournament, isn't it? It's going to be a great playoff run for a couple of teams that get to Daytona.
Yeah, I mean, it's a strong field. You know, you look at the, you know, the eight, you've got, you know, the eight teams that are hosting. You know, you look at those teams individually, they're all great teams. You know, there's been some other, you know, there's been a couple of the other, like, traditionally strong, you know, the Frontier Conference, which is, you know, I think a very strong league. Those guys basically just beat each other up, so they're a low seed. You know, like the Rocky Mountains getting in at like a 16 seed or something, which is just crazy. They've got St. Xavier ranked 17th, which is, you know, again, insane. You know, that you know, so there are some, you know, the eight teams hosting, I think, are fairly strong, and then you've got, you know, kind of the other eight that have to go on the road. There's some really, really strong programs in that mix. You know, so, you know, usually you get, you know, you've got a couple teams that kind of squeak in the thing, and maybe win a league that's not quite as good. But this year, it's a different a different feel in the tournament. So I think it's as strong a field right now, I think, as what the tournament's had in a couple of years.
Yeah, well, go get them. It starts this Saturday at home against St. X, and you know me, I'm rooting for you, and I hope you know. I know the fans. Well, you know, it's fun. It's a journey. You make it. I know when we went to Daytona, you make sure there's a couple of masses down there for the team, and faith stays strong in this program, and you make sure it stays that way, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, you have to. You know, you have to. It's all, you know, we're trying to promote, you know, balanced people and a balanced lifestyle, and obviously the faith of our players, and you know, just the you know, the Franciscan Foundation that Marion was built upon is plays a key role in everything that we do.
Yeah. I know just last week you had the big Marion University Gala, and one of the people that were honored was David and his wife, David Hare and his wife, Ann, two alumni, or I think David is the alumni that was honored, but they were honored as a couple for the support they give. Guys like him, guys like a David Hare, they really keep it churning, don't they? They make it happen for Marion University, and I know it's an opportunity to say thank you to him and others.
Yeah, it was an honor for my wife and I. We got to know David a couple years ago, and we went on the pilgrimage to Assisi with him and a couple of the staff members, and so we really got to know David. And then, you know, Anne did not go, and so we've gotten to know her since, but. You know, it was an honor, really, for my wife and I to be, you know, invited to attend the gala, sit at his table, and you know, such a, you know, there's 2,000 people there celebrating Marion, and to have all those people there celebrating David and all that he and Anne have done for Marion was really a special night.
Yeah. Well, keep it going, and good luck this Saturday as the Knights take on St. X. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Will.
All right, that's Coach Mark Henniger. We're going to take a break. Catholic Sports Weekly continues after this.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaroofingcompany.com. Hey, can you do me a favor? I'm supposed to mention the number 641-793-5507 at least 6 times during this announcement. So I'm wondering if you could maybe count them for me. You see, the number 641-793-5507 is important because that's the new phone number for our Audio Now dial-in-to-listen service for cell phones. By dialing 641-793-5507, you can hear Catholic Radio Indy programming right on your cell phone. It's not an app, it doesn't use any data, doesn't tie up your phone, and even works on older phones that can't download apps. All you do is dial 641-793-5507. You can put your phone on speakerphone or even Bluetooth it to your car radio, and you're all set. It works great inside your home or office, even in a sick room or hospital room. So remember the number. It's 641-793-5507. Oh, by the way, did I get in all 6 times?
And this show underwritten in part by AAA Roofing Company and the Elam Group, environmental consultants at elamusa.com. Hey, we're going to continue talking football. We've talked a lot of football already in this show, but hey, it's that time of year. And of course, we want to thank Coach Mark Henniger and the Marion Knights and wish them the very, very best. He was our guest in the first segment, but now we're expanding to, well, not just the United States, but the world, as we welcome Steve Alec from USA Football. Steve, good to have you on board. And how about those Marion Knights? They're pretty good, aren't they?
They are a fantastic program that's really been established there. A terrific part of our football community in central Indiana, for sure.
USA Football, based here in Indianapolis. Steve Alec is the Director of Communications, is your official title, right? And you're a good Catholic guy. Are you at St. Maria Goretti or which
yes,
parish?
Will. Okay. Yes, I'm a proud parishioner at St. Maria Goretti up in Westfield. Really a beautiful faith-filled community that I'm really pleased to be a part of.
Yeah, and I know you ran into my wife recently, and so you must teach religious education.
That's right. Pray for those fourth graders up in Westfield. We have some magnificent classes on Sunday mornings.
Yeah,
really enjoyed my time there. So yes, parish religious education has been a tremendous part of my faith journey, and also a great source of formation for me.
Yeah, I imagine. I know, and you can apply it, I'm sure, to everything in your daily life. But tell me about USA football. For our listeners who may not know much about USA football, based here in Indianapolis, I guess that's the first question. Why Indianapolis?
Yes, so USA football was established in Northern Virginia, outside of Washington, D.C., and about 8 years ago, moved to Indianapolis for a number of reasons. We were looking to grow our office and staff and also become more geographically centered across the country. We have events, and our work really spans coast to coast. And so in looking at a great place to live and for our staff to raise families, also finding a location where the cost of doing business is favorable. And also, I have to say, when you look at amateur sport, Indianapolis really is a strong heartbeat for that community. And the Indianapolis Colts, really Mr. Irsay, was very generous in helping us make a move budget neutral to Indianapolis. So for all those reasons, and we do a lot of work also with the National Federation of State High School Associations, and our brother and sister organizations within the U.S. Olympic Committee, it made a lot of sense to come to Indianapolis, and it's been a terrific fit for us.
Talking with Steve Alec with USA Football. How is the USA Football handling, I guess, quote, bad press about the football as a sport, and how it's being, what's being done to kind of calm the fears of football as far as relating to youth sports and trying to get kids playing the game?
Yeah, well, I think every sport needs innovation and forward thinking. And I think the best national governing bodies reimagine their games. That's what's very exciting about what we're doing. As someone who, grew up playing this sport from grade school levels, a game that really captures my imagination, it's exciting to be part of the coaching programs and the guidelines within the sport, whether it be for smarter practices. These are initiatives and programs endorsed by leaders across medicine and sport. We are dedicated to do what we do best and working with leaders like the USOC and programs that are endorsed by, right here in town, the American College of Sports Medicine, and partnering with the National Federation of State High School Associations. Through things like our coaching education, our heads of football program, practice guidelines, and something that we're piloting right now called the Football Development Model, which you'll be hearing more about, which really teaches the sport in a smarter progression. I like to call it 21st century football. And it's not just, yes, you will create and help build a better football player, but it's really to develop the entire person. Yeah. As you know, many sports, certainly football, does more than just give you fitness benefits. There is community and intangibles that a young person gains from this game, whether it be tackle or flag or a modified version of tackle football.
Yeah.
It's a wide tent, and it's exciting to be in the forefront and really taking a game that we've had for more than 100 years and reimagining it.
Steve Alec with USA Football. Unfortunately, we are almost out of time, but real quickly, faith, how does it connect to the coaching and the game and your faith and the leadership and how they use their faith to teach the young people?
Yeah, I think especially in any youth sport, really, and certainly it's pronounced in football, it's self-giving.
Mm-hmm.
There's sacrifice and doing something for the good of another.
Yeah.
So many coaches, so many stories that we hear, and speaking with moms, dads, and coaches across this game, youth and high school levels. And you see it in our own communities. Yeah, I have to say, Indianapolis CYO, their leadership does a great amount of work with us. Coach Strife over at Cathedral is a USA Football master trainer. Jake Gilbert up at Westfield High School, also a master trainer with us. And you look at the character and quality of these people, it really exudes the inherent values of a game where, in many respects, football, you're playing to help your teammate for the good of another. That is reflected in our faith. Putting someone ahead of yourself. I tell my fourth graders, J-O-Y, right? Jesus, others, yourself. And that's true in our game, too.
Yeah, it is. Well, Steve, thank you for coming on with us. Let's have you on again sometime. Maybe as we get close to the National Football Championship and things like that, we can always talk football with you. I appreciate it.
I'd love to do it, Will. And thanks for all you do and the whole team at Catholic Radio Indy. Appreciate all that you do.
All right. That's Steve Alec. We're going to take a break. After this short timeout, we'll be back.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaroofingcompany.com.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? Then make sure that routine includes Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7. Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
The underwriters of Catholic Sports Weekly include AAARoofingCompany.com. College basketball, I'm looking for a big one this Friday night. My alma mater, Ole Miss, plays at Butler. That one's at Hinkle Friday night at 8 o'clock. If you see me there, say hi. And I want to say thanks again to Mark Henniger and also Steve Alec from USA Football for joining us this week. The Pacers, they're home Friday, Saturday, and next Monday. Enjoy your sports and go to church. Thanks for listening. God bless.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.